All right, once again, another edition of City Spotlight Special Edition. Dave Krieger, RJ Malloy with you in Studio A. We've got a special guest that we're going to be bringing on in just a moment. We want to let you know the news, RJ, just never stops. Brighteon is reporting U.S. states liquefy vaccine murdered people and spread their flesh goo on food crops as fertilizer.
This is an actual headline?
This is an actual headline. According to what we're seeing, Brighteon is reporting 20 U.S. states have legalized the practice of liquefying dead people, dumping their flesh goo down the sewage drains, harvesting the sewage as biosludge, and spreading it on food crops as a form of fertilizer. This is right out of Matrix, RJ. Wisconsin just legalized it, joining 20 other states as a way to dispose of all the dead human bodies being produced by the COVID vaccine death wave.
Dave, what have I been telling you? Soy and green is people.
I understand that. The little green pill.
Yes.
The little green pill. And it gets worse. We've got all these teens now, you know, that they're trying to get vaccinated. We have a 17-year-old in Draper, Utah. Everest Romney developed blood clots in his brain within days of getting the shot. Emma Berkey, 18-year-old from Las Vegas, got the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, was put into a medically induced coma within 2 weeks due to seizures and blood clots in her brain. A 15-year-old boy from Colorado, no pre-existing conditions or allergies, died from cardiac failure 2 days after getting Pfizer's COVID vac. And victims' families are hoping to receive help from medical bills, but unlikely to get it because, as you know, they're not going to get it from the drug companies. Right, Dr. Carrie Made?
That is correct. You know, what is going on are just crimes against humanity, and nothing makes sense because there are innumerable issues with these injections, and there's lots of deaths and adverse events going on, but yet we push forward to go in the younger populations that aren't even affected by COVID-19. So you have to ask why, and I'm telling people that now's the time. We've talked about these injections for a long time, but now we really have to take a step back and look at the big picture of why this is happening. People really have to start doing that, and I think a lot of their answers will be, all the questions will be answered. So I was talking to some people last night about the World Economic Forum, and they had never heard of it before. I said, well, that's pretty much the most important organization that you know, because they're telling us they want to change the world in 9 years, all of us. So all of this fits together, you know, everything, and we have to start looking at the major players behind it.
Yes, Dr. Carrie Made, by the way, is an internal medicine doctor. You've been in practice for quite a while. Now you're doing concierge medicine, and you're out speaking on this very subject to basically anybody that's going to listen. And, of course, we're listening because we want to give all of our listeners on this program an opportunity to do their homework, to listen to all the viewpoints. And we don't believe in censorship here. So, you know, we have been getting articles in. Dr. Joseph Mercola, who I'm sure you're aware of, has a new book out about the truth about COVID-19. He's got stories out now about CDC embarking on a new COVID cover-up, the pandemic of false positive tests, the fraudulent reports. 100 million Americans have been vaccinated. I think that figure is higher now since this report came out. Could you elaborate a little bit on what you know about the vaccine push and what you've been saying in regards to warning people about it?
I mean, there's so much information, isn't there? So first of all, we know that, let's just take the VAERS database. That's the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System. And that's been the gold standard for a long time now to report any deaths or side effects from these vaccines. So right now, the VAERS database is, we're up around 4,500 deaths that are directly attributed to these injections they're calling vaccines. And the adverse events are just, you know, over 100,000. And that's just in the U.S. alone. If you look at Europe, there's over 10,000 deaths, and it's climbing. So we don't even know all the data from the other countries. And to put that in perspective, when they did the swine flu push in 1976, they rushed a vaccine back then, and they ended up having 100 to 200 cases of Guillain-Barré with total paralysis of the body, and then about between 25 and 50 deaths, depending on the report you get. They stopped it. They said they put a moratorium on it. They said we should have never done this. It was rushed. This is dangerous. You know, the risks outweigh the benefits. I mean, that's only 24 to 50 deaths. We're up to 4,500. And just know that it's only about 1 to 10% of the actual cases out there. So you can multiply that, you know, maybe by 10 to 100 times. That's unbelievable that we're going forward with this. And now we're going to do this in the young children. These kids have no real risk with the COVID-19. Never have. Why would we give them experimental drugs, technology never unveiled in humanity before, knowing that there's such a danger to them with getting adverse events and even death? Why would you ever do that? Also, the informed consent is not being followed. I've never heard of one person getting proper informed consent. Informed consent should tell you, A, by the way, you need to know that you are now part of a stage 4 research experiment. I've never heard that being said to anybody. Also, we do not know all the side effects or how efficacious this will be. That's never said, because that's the truth. There is no study that has been completed yet. So I cannot believe that my own colleagues aren't saying these truths to the people. They owe it to them to give them some good information, because the major media is telling a bunch of lies. You know, it's just really unbelievable how far this has gone in such a short time. And I'm very fearful for the children right now, because as you know, that the reproductive questions, and if we're going to have issues with our humanity actually reproducing in the future, is in grave danger. Right now we're seeing exponential numbers rising with miscarriages, sometimes 400 times than the average. That's just unbelievable. Directly to these injections, and sometimes with just being around the person that's been vaccinated with these injections. So there's a lot of things that need to be answered. We need to put a moratorium. We need to look at what's inside these injections, these vials, because people need to realize the checks and balances aren't there. Normally we have an independent review board doing all this. Right now it's the Emergency Act. Anything goes. These drug companies can do whatever they want, put whatever they want in there. There's no quality control. We don't know what's going on inside those vials. We've asked, my colleagues and I have asked to analyze them. That's refused, because it's all top secret. Unbelievable, isn't it?
It is. Yeah, I'm just, are you familiar with Michael Yeadon, who's a life science researcher out of Britain?
Yes.
Yeah,
absolutely.
He came out the other day on a video, and his basic thing was most of the people, and he, you know, basically expressed this, doing all of the stuff that he's done, he basically is saying that this looks like a mass depopulation agenda in progress. I think you agree with that?
I 100% agree with that. And in fact, if you look at some of these agendas that have been going on for decades now, like Agenda 21, all the G20 meetings, Agenda 2030, all kinds of the Codex Alimentarius, that was a big one with the International Trade Agreement. They were expecting billions dead from these things happening. Anyway, it's called the culling. That's what the term used by the people pushing these agenda. And people need to understand, it's a very tiny population of people that have these ideas about where we should be. They really push the idea that we don't have enough room on Earth, which is false. If you've ever traveled a little bit, you'll see that we have a ton of space, a ton of land, a ton of resources. You know, that's not true, that we need to decrease the population. Also, people need to realize it's not just about decreasing the population. It's about, once that's achieved, how can you ultimately control the people left over? Because it's all about control and power with these people. So if you want to know what the next stage would be, just look at the World Economic Forum. They've laid it out. Most of their plans are actually there if you read through. They talk about the Fourth Industrial Revolution. Klaus Schwab is in charge of that. And also that it's called a transhumanist movement. So this is my thing that I'm really pushing to people, that more above and beyond the genetic manipulation, modification they're doing, I am more concerned about the nanotechnology that is inside at least Pfizer and Moderna's. and what is the intent and purpose of that, and what does it do to our human bodies? I know a lot about that subject, and it's not many doctors actually get any training on that, but it's such a sci-fi topic. And if you look at what the intention is for using these technologies, you can see it from the people in Davos, World Economic Forum, transhumanism. They believe the only way that humanity should survive or evolve, they want to take it in their own hands. They think that we should become one with AI, artificial intelligence, the human body. So Elon Musk has said this many times, it's our only answer, it's the only way to go, that we need to meld the human body with artificial intelligence called the singularity. And they plan to achieve this by 2030. It's only 9 years away. This is a pretty grandiose project. And when has anyone discussed this in public with anybody else? So I encourage people to start looking at this, because if you want to know the craziness and why don't make things make sense, it's because there's a bigger thing going on, a bigger agenda, a bigger plan. And if you start with that group, you'll soon see why things are pushing forward in this manner. And I, for one, I'm against it. I'm against turning into human 2.0. I like us as we are. I believe in our bodies. I believe in our immune system. And I believe in having a free mind, independence of thought, and a sovereign soul. So when you look at what they want, it's completely opposite of that.
Well, of course, this is what they term the Great Reset. And this is what Michael Yeadon said that I was alluding to earlier about transferring global wealth and ownership rights to the technocratic elite. But, you know, when you look at this bottom line, this is just a handful of individuals that are trying to rule the world. And unfortunately, you know, I'm having a hard time wrapping my head around a lot of this stuff on how a small group of people can mandate this kind of dicta on an unsuspecting population without people waking up. And the more we discuss this with people like Dr. Judy Mikovits, who we've had on the show three times, and she's explaining this has propylene glycol, you know, which is antifreeze in protecting the nanolipid particles inside this injection to preserve them, to make them, to increase the efficacy rate. And we're just kind of like going, wait a minute, they're injecting antifreeze into people?
Yeah, but Dave, when you talk about this stuff,
I know it freaks people out. Like, how could they do this to us?
Well, but, you know, when you talk about stuff like this, people immediately think you're nuts and that you're a conspiracy theorist.
And, oh,
you know, when you start
amazing.
when you start talking about Davos and, you know, Pinky and the Brain controlling the world, you know, people just can't wrap their minds around that, because you have an inherent trust of government. And I know that sounds weird, but people pretty much trust what the government's telling them, and the majority of people are doing this. I just heard a report this morning from somebody that said to get your vaccine now, you've got to answer a whole bunch of allergy questions. So somebody's concerned about liability if they're asking allergy questions. Are you allergic to this? Have you ever had an adverse reaction? And if you answer yes to any of these 7 or 8 questions that they gave me this morning, you can't get the shot. So something's going on that level now, too, is maybe the numbers are starting to get big enough that people are going to say, hey, what's going on here? Like you were just saying, 4,000-plus deaths on a database that we know about.
That we know about.
So, you know.
And they're way behind on their reporting as well. And you know what? How do we even know what the real data is, right? We are completely blinded, and we have to trust these organizations that they're being honest with us. So it's quite a scary thought that how do we know the data we're getting is even truthful and honest?
Well, if there's an agenda behind the vaccination that's not just stopping COVID, then you can't expect that they're going to be giving us good information. So if you latch on to that first part, that there's something else going on here other than just getting a vaccine. And if that's the case, then we know we're not getting accurate information.
Yeah. And I tell people, I said, you know, just open your eyes to what's going on around you. For instance, in 2020, in our country and almost every other country, the rate of death was the same as the previous 5 years, meaning there's no change, no increase in death at all. It was on par with the amount that you expect, the percentage you expect every year. So if there's no increase in death, how is there a pandemic? And if you don't believe those numbers, I said, start asking the funeral home directors around you. People that did said, they said business was same or sometimes less. Nobody said they had more deaths. That should tell you something. I said, and have you seen just people falling dead all around you? No, not in year 2020. Something doesn't add up. Something doesn't make sense. And, you know, this year, unfortunately, I think we are going to see more deaths because the adverse events and the complications with these injections are astronomical, you know, and it appears they're not accepting or admitting this has anything to do with their injections. They're going to go on. But it's up to us, the people, to speak up about this. And, you know, why people are just not believing this is, you know, for decades now, they've been preparing for this moment by affecting the education of people, you know, not teaching people critical thinking, the new math where you just believe a number that's put in front of you without actually having proof how you got to that number. That's been pretty successful, hasn't it? The indoctrination with different things, the television that's known to be a hypnosis device. You know, people need to look up that patent and they'll see that the television was actually created for another purpose altogether. So I think if they just turn off their TVs and start using their brains and looking around, you know, that would help tremendously in figuring out what's going on.
We had reports. I was in Staples, believe it or not, and the clerk told me that they've got no less than 300 people a day coming in to get their vaccine cards laminated. I'm like, oh, no, wow. That's scary stuff.
And
that's
you can buy packs of 20 cards on eBay right now for about $50. There are a number of sources here just in the Northport area where you can get a card made up for you that has the correct batch numbers on it for that particular, you know, Moderna or Pfizer or whatever it's going to be. So the whole idea of vaccine passports just isn't going to shake out.
Not when there's a black market.
Yeah, well, you know, the paper is not meant to last very long. You know, their true goal is to have our bodies be proof of vaccination. That's where I was bringing up the luciferase, that little bioluminescent crystal that can be injected through the vaccines. And the drug companies say that's their plan still, is to ultimately prove by scanning your body that you actually have been vaccinated, that you cannot get away with it by forging papers or medical records anymore.
Well, that's new information to us.
Oh, no, that's been in the works for a long time. They actually have been using it. It's called luciferase. They patented that name. They also have one called neon green. And it's this bioluminescent crystal is nanotechnology. It can also hold information as well and provide a digital ID of your own. So you're going to be branded like a cow with a number. They're doing this already to the people in Africa. They're testing it out. And once it's all perfected to their knowledge, they're going to give it to all developed countries. They're almost done with that. That's the Bill Gates trust stamp and MasterCard are behind that. So this can actually go in your body, so you'll be scanned. It's a way to prove you've been transfected. Transfected is that genetic modification of when the cell turns over. And so then it lights up as it's been successfully transfected. There's no way you can cheat that system that I know of. This is frightening if we go to that level. Also, it has different uses. It's also going to give you your code because then they said, well, you don't need to have your smartphone anymore. You don't need to have cash or credit cards. We'll just scan your body whenever you need money. And you see the problem in this because people can hack into the system, right? Because this is going to be now connected wirelessly, Wi-Fi, to a cloud like 5G, which then goes to a central server. So this is actually described with Microsoft's patent for, it's called 2020-06-06-06. And it's about how everybody will be connected to the Internet of Everything. This is also in the World Economic Forum. They believe we should be more simplified and more connected. Everybody deserves their own ID. They said it's a privilege to have your numbers or your tattoo on you. And that tattoo will then be connected to all your currency because you deserve it. Oh, this is such a good thing. But think about it. In China, they use it as a social credit system. If you speak out against the government, money is taken away from you. you can't have independent thinking anymore. You have to think the way they want you to, or you're cut off from your ability to travel, to go to restaurants, to have a good education. And if you think it's only in China or those kinds of communist countries, we'll think again, because the United States, there's a plan here to do the same thing, the same social credit system. It's not in other countries. And if you look enough, you'll see that that's really the plan. This is just an excuse to start introducing the technology in people. It's a way to get them to believe and want the technology. It's very crafty on their part. People have to remember, we should preserve our human rights above and beyond everything else. It's the only thing that protects us from, you know, being completely decimated or completely, you know, enslaved. So as long as we protect our human rights, we're okay. But right now, our human rights are being violated. And if we allow that to happen, the next step is to go to these completely controlling devices where they can use technology to then make sure you're branded like a cow. That's how you get your money. That's how all your information is stored. So this is my warning, and others' warning to the world is, hey, we have a window of opportunity. Open your eyes to what's really happening around the world. This is in every country. It's not just our country. Look at those people. Look at what they stand for. What do they want? And look what's happening right now, and speak up.
Wow, this is the mark of the beast now, isn't it?
Yes, it certainly looks like that, but walks like a duck, quacks like a duck, I'd say it's a duck.
And I think that's why we're going to need that booster shot come the end of the year that Moderna is talking about, because they're going to finish their African experiment. I'm just following the logic lines here. Yeah. So they're going to finish their experiments in Africa, and now they've got to redo it here. And so we all are going to need the booster shot towards the end of the year. Now, yeah. Dave and I found an article about a microchip that's the size
of a dust mite.
Yeah, it's so small you can't see it with the naked eye. It fits inside the barrel of a diabetic needle, and they're talking about it being used for monitoring blood pressure, blood gases, blood sugar, blah, blah, blah. But that means, like you said, it has the ability to hold and transmit information.
Yeah. Well, you know, they can fit 1 million of those in one syringe. 1 million.
Yeah.
So the technology, what they tell you is very the old technology. The current technology is they can fit 1 million of them in one syringe. And likely we all have some kind of little nanobots in us, because you can breathe them in. They put it in different substances already. But it's not enough to really change us so much. The idea to actually start to meld a human being with AI, which is scary, but these people are talking about that. They need to get something called a payload in your body. And so they've been developing substances called hydrogel to do that. This substance is very, it thinks on its own. It can reproduce on its own. It can assimilate, disassimilate, all kinds of things, hold information. And if you look up hydrogel, you'll see the company Profusa, P-R-O-F-U-S-A, DARPA's company, that is selling their product. We're using hydrogel. They're saying, it's amazing. You can be diabetic. You can be this or that. All of your readings are recorded. It's going to be lovely. You're going to love it. And they show you wearing a patch on your shoulder, and then everything's being read to your phone. However, you won't need the patch. It'll just be in your body. It's the same technology. And also just know, it's not just for your blood sugar and blood pressure and heart rate and those nice things. The plan is also to use it for other things, like, you know, if you drink alcohol, how much. If you're lying, there's an actual application to be a lie detector test. It's called electrodermal analysis. Voice inflection app to see if you're lying. That's interesting. Why would anybody be interested if you're lying, right? You have to ask the question, why would those other things have the ability to be monitored other than things about your body for health? So you have to see, it's a slippery slope. You start giving them access to your body 24/7, 365 days a year, wirelessly, continuously. Do you trust these people with all of that information? And it's a two-way communication, information in, information out. It's literally like having your cell phone embedded inside your body. And for me, it's very enticing. They're going to tell you lovely things. All these these little this new technology can find a tumor and before you know it and can destroy it. Isn't that lovely? You won't even have cancer. Or you tore your tendon, they can go and fix it. Or what Ray Kurzweil from Google says, you don't have to go to school anymore. You can download subjects into your brain and know them immediately, like the Matrix. Okay, that's what they're going to sell you on. But you have to understand, do you really think they're about making you have the most beautiful life ever? I haven't seen that yet in our governments. I doubt that now.
Well, you know, we tell our listeners all the time, don't believe a word we say. Don't believe anything you hear on this program. Go and look it up. And the angle that you just gave us today was go look at the technologies. And one place to do that, boys and girls, is go to the patent office and see what's been filed and read some of the abstracts, the patent. You don't have to go through the whole thing. Just read the abstract. And part of what we're hearing here today is that technology is out there and it's getting ready to be used. So this makes this a lot less fringe, a lot less weird. When you hear it and you realize there's companies developing technologies to do this. So it's not just a Marvel comic book thing that we're talking about here.
Well, it's kind of like 1984 redo, you know.
Well, you know, a lot of this stuff, again, if you deal with the mainstream media, and thank goodness we are not that here, you know, they toe the line and they're telling us what – they're telling people what they want to hear. And they're making it all possible. And that's part of the dumbing down. Like you said, schools don't teach critical thinking. And you got a lot of kids coming out of school, and they don't know their ass from a hole in the ground at this point. And, you know, they don't know how to balance a checkbook. But, you know, they can do geometry. They can do trigonometry, but they can't balance a checkbook. So there has been a great dumbing down of our population. And we know this from being an independent media organization. There's only 9 corporations that control almost all of the media in the United States. And so that's why you're hearing this consistent media noise that makes anything else different sounds like it's the fringe. And, you know, I'm having trouble believing this. I'm sitting here shaking my head saying, oh, this can't be true. Oh, please, God, don't let this be true.
Well, again, what did we talk about on last week's show? Cognitive dissonance.
That's right. It's really hard to let go of your core beliefs, especially if something is happening that's technologically beyond your understanding. I have no idea how that gel would work. So, I have nothing to say about it, but it's there. They're using it. They've developed it. I just don't understand it. So it's hard for me to say, oh, well, I'm not ever going to get that gel on me.
Well, it was just like Mary had a little lamb, and everywhere the vaccine went, the deaths were sure to follow.
Right. Well, and, you know, you're looking at a lot of other things that are around us. Let's go to an iPhone. And what can you do with an iPhone now? You can walk into a store and walk by a scanner, and it pays for you. You know, it scans everything in your cart, and it pays for it. And you don't have to deal with a cashier or anything.
Well, they had, RJ, they had military situations where they get a chip in their hand, and they walk over, and they pay for their groceries simply by, wiping their hand over the scanner, and it totals up their groceries.
Right, but that's kind of voluntary. All right, so you put the chip in my hand, I'm going to put my hand on the scanner, just like I'm going to put my chip credit card in the scanner. You didn't tell me that you put this other stuff in me that now you can record all this. We were talking this morning about something horse-related, and this one person had an iPhone. And all of a sudden, Siri chimes in and starts telling us about what we were talking about. So, and this is low-level technology, is Siri. So, you know, where are we going with all of this, I think, is the big question. And are we going to get there before we know it? That's the problem.
So what do you envision, Dr. Carey, as far as their game plan? What do you see happening in the coming months, if not years?
Well, you know, I thought all of this was completely crazy as well. I'm not saying that I always believed this. It wasn't until several instances happened, particularly a business owners meeting here in Georgia and also that I was recruited to, and also a World Congress meeting, scientific, where this technology was discussed. And it was discussed how it would be launched on humanity and for what purposes. It was about controlling people. And if they could control people, then they could make more business with their corporations. This is their excuse. So, I mean, after you listen and hear from the people's mouths why they want to use this technology, well, even if you don't think it can work, they believe it can. You got to listen to them. And so I see that this push will go on to scare more people. I think there's more fear and panic because it's easier to control people, easier to get them to do what you want. I think they're going to start mandating that, oh, there's another, you know, variant, another virus out there, of course. And perhaps we will see more deaths, but I believe they're from getting the injections they call vaccines because of the adverse events. But they'll blame it on a new variant, scaring people, get them to take more of these injections. And then I think they'll try to turn one against the other. Oh, the unvaccinated versus the vaccinated, right?
That's happening. That's happening right now in public supermarkets. Employees that have been vaccinated don't need to wear a mask. Employees that have not been vaccinated have to wear a mask.
And it goes against the science, because if you get vaccinated, you are still contagious and you can still transmit a disease. 100% you can. That's by their own data. It doesn't make sense, does it?
Well, no, it makes perfect sense according to their plan, because if it's like you go get a flu shot, and I've been trying to tell people this. Think about, use your critical thinking. Now, if you go out and you get a flu shot, what are they giving you a little bit of? The flu. Why? So your body can build up antibodies to it. Well, if you get the COVID shot, we already know from Jean-Luc Montagnier's research that you're getting some of HIV strains, you're getting some of malaria strains, but you're also getting strains of COVID. Well, what do you think you're going to come down with? A recombinant virus.
Yeah. I mean, so I think that's the goal, is to divide us more and more and weaken us more. And that's because to keep us more separated, more divided, because united we're powerful, right? And I think you'll see that continue to go on. And then I think the people will be so mad, they'll look at each other suspiciously, right? The unvaccinated, vaccinated, whose fault is this? It's still going on. And I think I think the people will ask for it. The people will ask for a vaccine passport that's digital, that's proof that I told you about, they can scan over your body. I think it'll come from the people themselves, because they'll put such a divide, such a suspicion in their minds that could happen. And so, voila, here you go. You've got the people have given their consent to start this kind of insanity. And so I guess, you know, that's what my purpose is. My duty is to warn as many people as possible about the technology they have no idea exists. And that people that have the technology aren't for the betterment of humanity. And I think if we can get enough people to understand that and wake up and speak up, we can stop something terrible from happening.
So now we've come up with a new term. It's called breakthrough. I'm sure you've heard that many times over.
They're making things up as they go. I mean, our science and medicine, where is it? Because everything's out the window. We're violating all our OSHA standards for these masks. Like anything that we've ever learned about masks and germs and what we do for them has completely gone out the window. And because they keep repeating this illogical way of handling infections, illogical way of mask wearing, illogical way of quarantine, people are believing another paradigm that is not true. They're redefining reality. It's very frightening.
Well, and also, you know, people are very tired of the quarantine, of the mask wearing, of not being able to get together, not being able to go to restaurants. And so they're willing to do anything to get out of that system. And so vaccination is the clear route that they've made for getting out of the system. And that's what they're doing now. Well, there's so many people have been vaccinated. You don't have to wear a mask outside anymore. Wait, we were wearing masks. Wait, we were wearing masks outside. When did that start?
I mean, when will they realize that they're lying to them? How can you believe them? I mean, anyone who's talking, the talking heads. And it doesn't, if you look at the research, it doesn't make sense. So the media can tell you anything they want, but the research does not support what the media is telling people. And people think they're going to get all their life back with just getting these injections. They're wrong. The name of the game is fear and panic. And if you accept this much, then they'll just push it to another level and to another level. And if you just really are confused about everything, well, that's normal, because it is confusing, all these conflicting messages. I just tell people, do yourself a favor, start looking at programs that are around the world. This is a global problem. Look at the World Economic Forum and read their plan for us. And then you'll see really what's going on, what's really the motivation behind everything.
And the sad part of it about all of this is all of this information is available. I mean, you can go and get that report. You can go to the Federal Register and get all kinds of information. There's databases out there that are accessible, but nobody's doing that. And I shouldn't say nobody. I said the majority of people are not doing that. They're not beginning. They're not looking. They're not researching. And again, boys and girls, that's what we tell you all the time. Go and do your research before you make the decision. Don't decide and then look at it later. It's a little late.
Yeah, our mantra on this show has been, if you don't know your rights,
you don't have any.
And that's one of the reasons we have Dr. Kerry Mate with us, folks. If you're just joining us here on City Spotlight Special Edition, Dave Krieger and RJ Malloy with you in Studio A. And Dr. Mate, we have understood from talking to Dr. Mikovits, she's anticipating 50 million people are going to die in the next 14 to 18 months. And they're going to blame it on the variants. They're going to blame it on other conditions other than COVID. They're going to deflect from blaming it on the vaccine. You see that logic?
Absolutely. They'll avoid blaming on the vaccine because, of course, this is the whole agenda. I know that that's the expected amount of people to die. I have a feeling that many won't die just because plans like this have been launched before and they haven't been successful. We're human beings. We're not just biological organisms. We're not just cells. We're spiritual beings too. And that means something. So we're pretty tough and resilient. So our bodies take a lot. I still think, yes, there'll be a lot of deaths, but I just don't think it'll be as high as they expect. The point is we shouldn't be going through this. We shouldn't be given this poison shot really, because there's so many horrible things inside of it that nobody with a rational mind should have ever allowed this to go to production and being injected into people. It makes no scientific sense whatsoever. And I really hope over time when people hearing alternative news sources like yours and others, that they'll start to wake up to this.
Can you give our listeners a little background on how this mRNA vaccine is supposed to work? What is it actually doing when you get the shot?
Okay. Well, it's modified or synthetic messenger RNA. So this is the deal. Any other vaccine in the past, what they've done is they took the actual organism, like the flu virus, for instance. They either killed it or made it weaker, and then they put some toxins in the syringe and inject it into you. The idea is that you see the organism, your body learns how to fight it in the future without getting too sick from it. That's the idea. This time, nobody in the world, I mean no country, no government entity, no lab, all of them have said that they don't have the actual organism on file that's giving everybody the COVID-19 symptoms. And that's right. Nobody has it anywhere in the world. It doesn't exist anywhere. So that's one of the biggest lies ever perpetrated on us. So this is how they came up with giving us these injections. They found one person in China that was sick with the COVID-19 symptoms. So they took lung fluid. They got pieces of genetic material. They said this is likely what made the person sick. Again, assumed it. They had pieces, so they needed a computer program, artificial intelligence, to fill in the missing blanks and glue it together. So what you have is something called recombinant. You put pieces together and synthetic, a artificial intelligence filled in the blanks. So your recombinant and synthetic code that is now put in your body, your body's tricked into making this code, and so you're purposely making bits of the virus in your body. For how long? We don't know. There's no stop. This has never been done on humanity before, ever. People need to realize that. And so we're going to now fool your body, your genetic makeup, into making this Frankenstein code. What could go wrong? This is crazy. This has not been tested fully. We don't really know everything that can happen. They also have to use nanotechnology to get that code inside of you because your body would destroy something foreign. So now we put another technology never launched on humanity again into this vial. This is completely crazy because this nanotechnology, we don't know what it can do. They said, don't worry, it won't last long. They don't know that. They have no proof of that. We do know that the nanotechnology has like the polyethylene glycol and these hydrogel-like substances. They can do things. They suppress our immune system purposely. I mean, there's so many different things wrong with this. And they tell us, oh, we're putting a Frankenstein code in you. it's my words, but it's genetic, it's a recombinant and a gene synthesis inside of you. And so don't worry, it's not going to be taken up into your body forever. Well, they don't know that. We don't have proof of that. But theoretically, it could be taken up into your body permanently. So here we have genetic modification going on of human beings. So it's so many different things, and I really can't believe we've gotten this far into the program.
Well, and the thing is, Dr. Carey, is that they're saying now, especially on Mercola's blog, which I get every morning, active vaccine surveillance is months away from even being implemented. So they have no way of being able to track until they get to the point, as RJ was alluding to earlier, that they come back and say, oh, well, everybody needs their booster shot now. And that's the actual nanochip where they start the surveillance.
You know, again, we don't know. We don't know any of that. But at this point, anything is possible based on what we've heard.
Well, the substances they're putting in our bodies, or not my body, but in other people's bodies, are very suspicious. And the science does not warrant them doing this. What I'm trying to explain to people is good science, good medicine would never have allowed something like this to go forward. Never. Our doctors are being silenced. Scientists are being silenced because if you speak up like me, you have repercussions. You can't work in the field. You're blackballed. Some people's lives are threatened. It's a really dirty business. And so this is why you see people in the field being quiet. We're not allowed to say anything. We're not allowed to have freedom of speech. We're not allowed to tell you the truth. If that doesn't say there's something wrong with it, I don't know what else will.
So if someone, let's say, for example, has gotten one of these shots and they wake up and they go, oh, my God, what have I done? How do they bounce back? How do they fix this? Is there a way out of this? Can they do something to stop this thing from moving forward in their system?
Right now, none of us know of any way to reverse it, but we do know that they're cumulative in the body. So if you only had one, just stop. Do not get any more. We also know that there's got to be placebos going out because this is a research experiment. They have to see, you know, how successful these things are. And off the record, some people in hospital administrations have told us maybe 20%. So there's that possibility as well. But we don't have a true way of knowing how to detox something like this out of your body, no.
Right. And as far as the placebo is concerned, we were able to get a list of batch numbers, and some of those batch numbers have a different letter at the end of them, and our anticipation is that different letter is the placebo.
Because that's interesting.
Yeah, because there weren't many of those with the extra letter in them, and I'm just talking about Moderna right now. They were the only one we were able to get batch numbers on. But there's definitely a difference in how those batches are coded. And I want – people should understand that that code is really important because if you want to check somebody's card and if the batch doesn't match the date and the place that you got it at, then, you know, they can tell your card has been forged. At least that was the thinking. But that number is really important. They're doing a lot of major tracking with those numbers.
And then to digitize it by injecting a nanochip in a person's body to know. I mean, this is the thing that gets me is this is the next best thing to a kill switch. I mean, what's to stop them from flipping a 5G switch somewhere and activating the chip inside of you to do something dastardly, and all of a sudden you just drop dead where you're standing?
Well, you know, we're pushing the edge of the envelope now with that, Dave, but it certainly is possible, and I think that's what we're trying to get across here, is there's a lot of possibilities that people have not considered. There's a lot of research out there that tells you that we're not that far off the mark in having this discussion, and we also know we have no idea where this is going.
Well, and the thing, too, and Dr. Carey can elaborate on this, one of the other articles I was reading is entitled Trust Who? Clandestine Influences Revealed. And you talk about even the story at a glance, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation was the biggest funder of WHO when Donald Trump stopped U.S. funding, making Gates' priorities the backbone of the World Health Organization. So when you look at stuff like this, industry influences from big tobacco to the nuclear industry and pharmaceuticals, and everybody talks about big pharma, and virtually all the TV commercials you see on television, a majority of them are promoting some drug or another. And if you watch the movie The Fugitive, I mean, here's Harrison Ford running around trying to get away from who? Big Pharma. So, you know, I mean, it's kind of crazy, but this stuff has been rubbed in our face, in our noses. They've rubbed our noses in this. They made it perfectly obvious by all the statements that we have dug up and presented to this program, Dr. Carey, what their intention is, yet the cognitive dissonance that we talk about on this show, people just, you know, it's like, oh, they wouldn't do that.
Well, again, we talked about following the money. That's the old mantra.
Share me the money.
For investigative reporters is follow the money. These shots are not free. I mean, we don't appear to be paying for it as individuals. Somebody's paying the pharmaceutical companies per shot. How much, we don't know. That seems to be an even more secret code for what they're getting paid. But there's literally hundreds of millions of these shots being sold. So somebody's making out on the process. And when you get into that kind of money, you can get offed for trying to screw that up. You can end up in an early grave for trying to screw that process up. So that's the other reason why I think, as Dr. Carey says, people are being quiet because the stakes are too high. Your life is – you. Even if you're one of the top-notch doctors in your state, your life is still not anywhere near valuable enough to preserve if you're going to screw up that money flow.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And people need to realize, at least acknowledge that this technology seems to be light years from where we're at right now. And look around you. Do you think the wisdom of our world can handle that technology? Because technology in the hands of somebody without wisdom is a very dangerous thing. And that's really what we're facing right now. I feel like there's a toddler with an atomic bomb in their hands. You know, here you gave this advanced technology without the wisdom. And that's really why we're in trouble right now.
Yeah, it's kind of a scary thought that, you know, there's an actual cover-up going on. And the part of the problem that we've seen, Dr. Carey, is that the CDC and everybody else, I mean, Dr. Fauci was just in front of Rand Paul. And, I mean, that whole video clip went viral as Dr. Fauci was basically, from what people saw, you know, those who were questioning or doing any scientific research, here's Senator Rand Paul, who himself is a doctor, cross-examining in a Senate committee hearing Dr. Fauci, who basically, I mean, people are looking at the TV set and going, this guy's not telling the truth. What has he got to hide? Why is he doing this? I mean, that's why I'm calling him Dr. Anthony Mengele, because, I mean, to me, it's like they're running the same kind of experiments the Nazis did on the Jews in World War II.
Well, this is a long part of human history, is experimenting on people to get whatever gain you're trying to get. We got a couple of minutes left here. Would you like to give us a summary of thought here?
Yes, I think the biggest takeaway is that you should question everything, question everyone, and do your own research, because you need to do this right now. It's the most pivotal time of human history, I think, in our written history, is right now, and I'm not kidding. And so if you can at least take away that message, that would be the most amazing thing, because we need people to finally open their eyes and see what's going on right now before more damage is done. And that also, we have the power. We're the 99%. You know, the people here, what they call the common folk, we are the power. We actually can change this and make this a better world if we choose, if we stand up and unite and we protect our human rights. So I have a lot of hope, faith, and love for that. Why I do what I do. And it's not like it's all dismal and depressing. There is hope. We do have a window of opportunity.
And let me add to that, seek out like-minded people, just like you would just like you would do with any other problem, you know, whether it's a mental health problem, an addiction problem, whatever it may be. Seek out other like-minded people that you can discuss and bounce things off of, as you can increase your understanding. Talking to somebody that is not like-minded is only going to end up in an argument and in some kind of impasse, and it's not going to get you into an understanding of what's going on in the world around you. So do seek out like-minded people so you can have these discussions and learn from what's going on. And again, take everything with a certain level of doubt and a certain level of skepticism and do your research. Look it up.
Well, like I said, if you have any questions, you know, you can certainly, if you have questions for Dr. Mata, you certainly can email me at davidk@kdwradio.com. And I would be more than happy to forward those questions to Dr. Kerry Mata, who we thank so much for being on City Spotlight Special Edition for this particular segment. We think it's important, folks, because we've said if you don't know your rights,
you don't have any.
And that's one of the reasons why we have wonderful people like Dr. Kerry Mata on this show to present the side of the story that most people aren't paying much attention to. And with that, we bid you adieu.